In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome back, my friends, to Common Prayer. It is Tuesday, day number 12 of our journey through this important and meaningful Lenten season. As always, we're really glad that you're a part of this today as we continue through our third week now. And we hope that this time serves as a holy pause, this 10 minutes or so every day. We hope it's centering you and quieting your heart, and mostly that it's drawing you closer to the heart of God. And just as a way of reminder, each day for Lent, we're giving you just one word from our scripture reading to meditate on. And it's our practice as we begin our time together every day to invite you to just take that holy pause and take a few moments of quiet to be still, to recenter your heart and mind, and to prepare yourself in the presence of God. Our word for today is bread, bread. And it comes from Matthew 6:11, which says, "Give us today our daily bread." And I want to invite you to ask the Lord to speak to you. I love how one writer described Lent as a season where we can ask the Lord to continue to unclog the pipes of our spiritual life, if you can be so bold to do that, because He knows that they get clogged. Ask Him to help you listen, to hear what He's saying to you today. Let's begin our time of silence now. Our scripture today comes from Matthew 6, verse 11, and it says, "Give us today our daily bread." Give us today our daily bread. And as many of you know, this is part of the Lord's Prayer in the Sermon on the Mount, which was Jesus' response to His disciples when they asked Him to teach them how to pray. And He begins His prayer with a focus on the Father and His holy name. And then the very first thing He asks for is for God's kingdom to come and for His will to be done. This is how He teaches His disciples how to pray. And He invites them to ask for daily bread. I think it's telling that He didn't teach His disciples to pray for just a one-time fix-it-for-us-forever solution to their daily needs. He didn't tell them to ask for enough money to forever guarantee that they could feed their families for days or weeks or years. That would have been nice, right? The point Jesus seems to make here is to pray independence on the Father, to acknowledge and to ask Him to meet the needs of each day. And in doing so, I think He disrupts the idea that believers often have of just being self-reliant and only checking in with God when we're faced with a monumental need. Instead, Jesus shows clearly that every child of God must be God-reliant for every need on every day. I was thinking that as a parent, one of the most important things I think we tried to teach our kids was about the difference between their needs and their wants. And maybe taking note along the way over the months and years, the difference between what we need to survive and what we need, quote, unquote, as luxuries. And I think we do well as adults to remember this too, the difference between needs and wants. And the prayer here for our daily bread, I think, is a humble expression that we understand that to be true. Jesus' request for daily bread points us toward our utter dependence on God for sustaining life. And this simple phrase and request highlights that it's God's provision and that He offers what we truly need on a daily basis. And of course, you know, when we're willing to pray like this, God turns our hearts then toward looking beyond ourselves and our own needs. I think it's impossible to pray for our daily bread without being keenly aware of those who don't have any bread at all. The simple act of praying for our daily bread encourages us to acknowledge our hungry neighbor too. I want to ask you a couple of questions. What specific thing or things do you honestly need right now? What do you honestly need right now? What is it? To ask for what we need is to do what loved children do, quite naturally, when they turn to the one they call daddy or mommy. And we need to simply ask our Heavenly Father for what we need today. Or we ask for what we need now. Would you just take a moment and talk to Him about this? Tell Him what you need. And as our daily practice today, let me suggest something tangible for you to do. At one mealtime today, cut a slice of bread, even if it's symbolic. And as you eat it, give thanks to God, who sustains you with every breath you take. Amen. We look forward to being with you tomorrow. See you then.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.